All right, everybody, welcome to another episode of the Eternal Athletes Podcast. We are here to empower athletes to glorify Christ with their game and pursue a life with Him for eternity. I'm Ryan. This is my beautiful wife, Erin, right here.
Hi, welcome. We're excited today. We have Jenna Treveri joining us from Canfield High School. She plays basketball and softball there as well. Obviously, a terrific athlete. And we're going to be talking a lot about her experience through growing up playing sports, her transition into high school, switching to a different school, experiences with her athletic team there as well, both how well they did performing on the court in the field, but also how her faith life is intertwined among those. There's definitely some amazing wins and some, I don't want to say tragic losses, but like some sad losses when you're an athlete along the way in big games too. So we're going to talk about kind of how we lean on God during those times and just trusting. There's a lot to dive into. So welcome. Thanks for joining us, Jenna.
Thank you for having me.
You're excited. So we always like to kind of start off, if you will, just kind of what was it like when you were little, right? Like growing up, like when did faith and sports kind of intersect for you, or is it, or still trying to blend the two and figure out what that looks like?
Yeah, so I mean, I've been a part of a family that's went to church every Sunday. You know, we've always had that tradition of going and going with all five of us. So to me, it's just really important that we continue doing that. And obviously, when I was younger, I obviously don't remember a lot of how that happened and what caused that. But now that I'm getting older, I'm starting to understand like the importance of that. So usually when I started high school, I would say that's really when I started to lean on God more. And obviously I started to understand more things. So I feel like definitely just a couple years ago.
Yeah. And it's just going to continue from there. You know, it's like just as we get, like you said that well, you know, when we're young, we're going and we don't know why. but as we get older and the awareness and we go through more life, we kind of learn more about why that is so important. Did you want to say something?
No, I was going to say what you just said.
Oh, okay.
In my own words, yes. I hate the expression going through the motions. In a good way, it's great to have that foundation and upbringing and everything, but otherwise it can easily be, you know, when you're in elementary school, even up to junior high, just like, oh, it's just, you know, just Sunday morning, right? You know, here we go to church and it's what we do and you know it's a good thing, but you don't think you don't see the importance of it, I guess, in some ways. Maybe some people do, but I know a lot of people don't, and until, like you said, needing to rely on it more so in high school. So do you mind sharing maybe what had you rely on it more? I mean, was there a series of events, you know, the last few years where that had you like, oh, I do need to maybe pay attention more on Sundays, or maybe apply this more during the week?
Right. Like you hear something and you're like, oh, that's relevant.
Yeah. Yeah. So what you want to take us through those events that made you rely on your faith more, if that's all right?
Yeah, so I definitely feel like I started relying more once I saw, like, my parents and my older siblings. Like, a couple years ago, my grandpa passed away. So once I saw my dad and, like, how much he put into, like, having faith and stuff, it really, like, you know, like, made me want to do it, if that mm-hmm. makes sense. Like,
it does.
When I see my older siblings and my parents, obviously, those are people that I look up to. And when I see them doing something, that makes me want to do it, obviously. Mm-hmm. So I would say definitely that was a big reason on why I even started. Mm-hmm. Not caring, but obviously putting more into it. Because again, when I was younger, like, I'm like, I don't know what any of this stuff means. I don't know what I'm like doing here, but I feel like definitely during COVID, that was a hard time. So we would tape masses every Sunday. We'd always watch it together. And that is when my grandpa did pass away. So, you know, being around my family and having them be more involved with having faith definitely is the reason why I am so passionate about it now. Uh-huh. And also, I mean, even going into sports, I did get injured my sophomore year, and like it wasn't a major injury, but it did keep me out for a long period of time. So obviously, like, I felt like I didn't know who I was without playing basketball. You know what I mean? So it was really important to me that I did rely on God. And at first in my injury, I'm like, why me? Like, what did I do to deserve this? And, you know, that was just not the right way to look at it. And one day I remember my brother came into my room and he handed me a Bible. And like, that's honestly what got me so involved, because seeing that my older brother went to God when he was struggling and not just going down a dark path really inspired me.
Absolutely. He brought you that Bible while you were injured, like during that injury?
Yeah.
And you're in your room.
And what a bro.
Yeah.
No, and that's even awesome being, you know, a little sister. You're not just like rolling your eyes at him.
Yeah.
Or maybe, I don't know if you did or not, but like you're just like, yes, I need help. Whatever you got, help me.
Well, I think that's so important too, because when people in our life are discouraged or things happen and they're questioning, I think sometimes we want to be the one to give them the answers. This is why it's happening. But really, he got himself out of the way and was like, just read this. It'll tell you what you need to know.
Do you remember, you know, reading anything in scripture, hearing anything on Sunday that maybe got you over the hump, or, to go one more day or one more week?
I mean, I don't like really remember like anything specific, but like to me, it was more of like the overall idea of, you know, leaning on God, you know, having my brother come up to me and giving me that, like, that's kind of what like drove me to do that. Not a specific verse, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Just kind of the whole idea, you know, of the Lord and, you know, following his plan and, you know, what the gospel all says and everything. So you were powering through some injuries and everything, and your brother got you through, and that's great. You know, you had some great family members, right, modeling faith as well. So then you grew closer and relied on the Lord, you know, more through high school and everything. And, you know, transitioning to sport, do you want to say something?
No, I was just, that's what I was going to do, transition too, because I think, you know, there's a lot, you know, especially you said that sophomore year, I feel like, was that during softball or basketball that injury?
It was during basketball, yeah.
Okay. So then were you able to play softball that following spring?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Because is that when you won a state championship?
Yeah.
So it kind of came full circle a little bit. Mm-hmm. So you're at this low of like, I can't play. And right. So you're going through that. And then softball season comes around. You win a state championship. Bummer. That sucks. You know, so kind of what's that mentality? Like, what's that mindset and your faith come from when you're thinking like, all right, like kind of looking back to be like, OK, it all works out. It's OK.
Yeah. No, it definitely like made me not think like, why am I the one hurt? Like, why is this me? Like when I got injured, I was very, very upset. Like, nothing made me happy. And it's not like that was just for a little bit of time, and obviously I'm fine. But during softball, I remember, like, I started off, like, I was playing well, but not to my potential, I would say. So then it was just like, oh, like, I suck, like, all that stuff. And then, like, obviously going and winning a state championship just made that all better, like, and made me forget about the bad moments that obviously I was encountering. And, you know, to me, that's just like why you need to understand why things happen. Like, obviously, you have to trust in God when there's lows and highs. So, I mean, to me, that was just a great example of why you need to trust God, you know, when things aren't going well and when things obviously are going really well.
So it sounds like it went, you know, really well for you, you know, that fall for you. You want to take us through that season? I mean, obviously, trust in the Lord and everything. I mean, what stood out to you about, you know, the specialness of that season?
The sophomore season?
Yes. Yep. You know, winning the state title and everything. And where did, you know, Christ play a part in that, you know, a little bit, a lot of it throughout that whole season?
Yeah, I would definitely say, like, it calmed my nerves, if that makes sense. Like, going into the game, I was so nervous. And my freshman year, like, we were there. We were at state. We knew the environment. We knew everything. But obviously, we didn't win. So, like, to me, it's just like, oh, like, we can't get here two times and not win.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, to me, all I wanted to do was win. And all my teammates wanted to do was win. And the thing that was so special about that group is everyone was there for the right reason. No one was there because, you know, they just wanted to play softball. Like, every single one of those girls loved softball. And they loved not even the attention that comes with winning a state championship, but they just wanted the title for, you know, the community. So I feel like that's what made our season so special. And again, going back to my nerves, I was up to bat and I was like, oh my gosh, like, there's so many people here. Yeah. And usually I don't get like that. Usually I'm very calm and I don't really get very nervous, but like, that's when there was a time where I was just up to bat and I'm like, please God, like, just be with me. So, I mean, knowing that he was with me definitely made me feel more comfortable in the situation. So
I love that. Because that can be scary and terrifying, especially in a sport like softball when you're up to bat, like, all eyes on you.
Yeah.
all eyes on you. It's not like there's basketball where there's a lot of moving pieces and people right. can be watching different things or anything. So I love that. I love what you said that about the team, too, because, you know, the team wanting things for the right reason is what's important. You know what I mean? And when you have a team, so it sounds like obviously coaches had it right in implementing that in the team as well, as far as like, we're a cohesive group that's doing this for this reason, not just for myself, my own individual. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to have this or whatever. It's like, I don't remember who that quote was, but it was like, maybe I'll come back to it. But it's like, it's imagine what we can do when no one cares who gets credit for it. You know what I mean? So it's like when everyone's just playing as a team, not caring who did this or who did that. It's just, we're all in this together. I think that really matters. And I think that's a great parallel even to when it comes to the church and Christian life. I mean, so many people, I want to be the one preaching the sermons or leading the prayer or talk, right? And that's fine. That's fine to do that. I'm just saying, like, for the right reasons, right? Because that's what you're called to do, or because that's what a gift God gave you to do that. Some people are excellent examples of the way Christ lives on a team, but they might not be the most vocal person, you know? So I think that's so important. Would you say when it comes to your teams that you're on, where would you fall? Would you say you're more of a vocal leader for your faith, or kind of a lead by example, like your actions? Or
I feel like I'm more of a lead by example.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, like, I do say stuff and like, I want people to feel that way, but you know, at the end of the day, you can't really force anyone to do what they want. So when people see me having success because I lean on the right person, then I feel like people will want that as well.
Yeah. And it's not even seeing you have success because you lean on the right person and it's a beautiful, well-paved road for you. You still have hardships, even though you're leaning on the right person, but to see how you handle that adversity, even though. So I want to talk about like this season that just started for you as well when it comes to basketball, just because I feel like it goes well with what we're talking about right now, because you started the season 33 points game one, right?
Yeah.
That's exciting. But then you also had an injury.
Yeah.
That took you out. So I guess that kind of goes back to the whole, like, man, this is great. What a start to a season. And then got to sit out a couple games. What do you think you've learned in those couple games of sitting out?
Yeah, I mean, again, like, my sophomore year, I definitely took it as a different approach because, you know, I was younger. I didn't really understand as much. So, like, I went to my coach because my coach is also very into this stuff. So, you know, like, he just told me, he's like, you got to trust in God. Like, he knows what's happening. And he's like, just because you don't, like, you still have to believe in it. Mm-hmm. And like, little things like that just makes me want to stay into it, if that makes sense. Like, obviously I got injured, and again, it's like, why me? Like, what did I do? But you can't really take it like that. You need to understand that he did this for a reason. And obviously, everything happens for a reason. So, you know, I'm back now and I'm healthy. So I'm just really happy that, you know, I get the opportunity to play in my last season again. So, you know, I'm just beyond thankful right now.
Yeah.
That's a great way to look at it, and about the best way you can look at it too, right? That's got to be frustrating and a roller coaster of emotions in a lot of ways, right? Like starting off on such a high of, stats and, you know, contributing positively to the team to not being able to do anything and maybe feeling helpless, right? So it's great you had obviously your faith to fall back on there as well. So wanted to ask how you implement. So I know you implement your faith, like going up to bat softball, for example. It helps you be calm, and resting in Christ helps relieve any like anxiety you have. Was there any I don't like pregame rituals or anything like that, but things you did, or like eye black, tape, put crosses on, anything to help remind you while you were playing softball and even basketball now?
So for softball, I wear my cross every single game. And, you know, my parents probably won't like that because it's expensive and I could break it. But to me, that's just what's important, you know, like, obviously, I could just look back and remember, like, this is why I get to do this. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, obviously, I'm talented, but I've worked hard, and that's part of the reason why I'm talented. But he gave me all this talent.
Yeah.
So he's allowing me to use this. So, I mean, that's what's very important to me. I don't really give myself a lot of credit. I kind of give, you know, like my great game. I had a great game. No, God allowed me to do that. It wasn't me. I mean, obviously I'm the one that's playing, but he's the one that gave me the strength to do it. So, I mean, I would say definitely me wearing my cross. And before every basketball game, my basketball team, we all pray together. And, you know, we don't pray and say, God, please help us win. Not God, make us win. It's more like, keep us safe. Like, you know what I mean? It's not, I feel like we're praying for the right reason. We're praying for each other's safety and each other to have fun, rather than please let us win this game. I feel like definitely we're praying in the right reason when it comes to that.
Yes, I love that. And I think that's important too, because
intention matters,
yes,
like a lot. And it sounds like the right intention's there. And I mean, it can feel natural to be like, just, I think maybe it's
let me hit this free throw,
yeah,
please.
But like when you're I mean, in a way, I mean, that can work, but if it doesn't happen, you know, you can't like blame God or anything. Mm-hmm. Right. But it's good you have the intentions there, and it probably, you know, keeps the team calm and level sets, and it reminds you of like who you're truly playing for. And I loved how you said it's the talent God gave me, right? It, you know, it's not my talent. It's only given to me by the Lord and everything. So gotta obviously return the favor back to him and let him use it. So, and that can be tough for some athletes, because they can maybe fall into the trap of, and if you felt this way, I wouldn't blame you, because I felt like this, you know, as an athlete, because like I intellectually knew that, yeah, God gave me these talents and I was supposed to like honor the Lord. But then there was some times too where it was hard, but I'm like, when you work really hard and like get yourself better as an athlete, you're like, well, I wouldn't be this good if I didn't work hard, you know, mm-hmm, these last 2 years. So you can kind of make it about you and everything. So I don't know if you've ever fell into that, like I did and stuff at times, but anything like that stick out to you of like, No, this is me. you wouldn't like come across as that, but
no, you don't.
I don't know, anything like that.
I mean, no, not really. I mean, like, I know that like I work really hard for both of my sports, and even in school, like I genuinely work very hard, but I never like give myself all of the credit. Like, I mean, sometimes I am like, yeah, like, I did that, but then I'm like, no, he did that.
Yeah. Yeah. Using the abilities he gave. And, but like, yeah. And sometimes it's like you working really hard to like get even better ability, you know, like, shooting free throws. I don't know how many free throws you shoot a day, or like batting practice, right? You don't just get good, you know, just doing it a few times, you know, you don't, just start the season and, yeah, you can use your God-given abilities, but yeah, you got to put in the work as well. So
I love that. I think too, like that batting cage or the free throw example, and just kind of like paralleling it to our Christian life and what we do, right? Because I think like so many people don't do the simple daily disciplines of a Christian life, whether it's like read or pray, right? Or like things that like life can get fast paced and we just go. But I don't know, like I just coming from a basketball background and coach, right? It's like free throws, for example, like, and even just like it's muscle memory. You do it over and over and over thousands and thousands and thousands of times that like when you catch a ball, you're not thinking, okay, catch, square up. You're right. It's just we're doing it. It's just part of it's so ingrained in that muscle memory. And I think that falls over into our faith life as well. It's like you read the Bible, you're doing the right things. You pray, you stay close to the right people that are doing the right things. And when struggles happen in life, we don't have to think about all the time, like, what do I have to do? Like we can lean on our faith practice because we've been doing it, hopefully, right? Some seasons are harder than others. I've had seasons of life where I was not doing all those things I should be doing, making sure I read my Bible. And are you laughing because you've seen me in those seasons?
Everyone has those seasons, right? Like where you do good and then you kind of fall off and then you got to get back on the horse and you know, got to keep going. So it's a natural cycle and everything. It's the reality, you know, I think of a lot of people. It's not you know, always just straight up, you know, an hour a day of just pure prayer and
stuff.
It
would be awesome.
You know,
I wish we could.
I've had moments of that. I've had months at time of that. But yeah, you know.
And we had kids, so less
not
time.
Not to make excuses. But yeah, you just have to be a little bit more aware and conscious of where you're putting your time and stuff.
So, yeah.
Your team prays together. I mean, how do you see your faith, you know, impact, or how does the team see its faith like impacting even the school? I mean, are you seeing any like spillover into like non-sports teams or other teams? I mean, would you consider the basketball or softball team, you know, setting a good example ideally, but the faith spilling over to other sports or people outside of sports, anything like that?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the girls on the basketball team also play softball together. So, I mean, I definitely feel like it's spilling over. And recently, we actually just got a new coach for softball. Our coach decided to go coach in college, which is great. But he was always the one that started everything. And, you know, we have a different coach now. And, you know, people take it different ways. So I'm really looking forward to softball season to carry that on with the girls. And I mean, obviously, like praying before a game has been like a routine for us. Like, it's like, okay, we have to pray. Like, there's never been one game that I've played that we haven't prayed together. And like, that's the thing. Like, we don't do it because like, oh, every team has done it in the past. We do it because we want to do it. Like, we want to lean on him. We want to feel calm when it's a stressful situation because we have him. So, I mean, I feel like definitely that will spill over into softball. I mean, usually outside of our sports, we don't really like go that in depth with it because obviously we don't know what others believe. But from like what I've talked to some of my friends, like I hear that people are praying before they go to bed. Some pray before they wake up. So, I mean, that just also what encourages me to do it, because once I see people that are doing it, it makes me obviously want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, I love how you explain that. And, you know, it's great. You know, that your teammates and girls you're teammates with, it spills over into different sports, different seasons, and leading by example hopefully inspires a lot of other student athletes or non-athletes, you know, just to see, hey, there's something different about Jenna, or there's something different about this team. You know, she has, you know, a different light to her. You know, she doesn't worry as much. She doesn't, you know, have as much anxiety maybe as I do. So what she got different about her than me? So, you know, it's great you might be able to, you know, speak to your faith on that. So is there any, am I doing that?
No, go ahead. No, okay. You're good.
I love you.
Is there any, is there like a main Bible verse or a book of the Bible or anything that you like or speak to or, your go-to verse, if you will, that whenever you're struggling, hey, I just have to think of this, whatever it is. I know you mentioned a lot about just, you know, trusting the Lord and it's God's plan. I know, you know, there's verses about that, but anything coming to mind for you of like your emotional home verse or your favorite Bible verse?
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't really like have one that like I always go to. I think of it more as like what I said about my brother, like the overall idea of it, not just relying on one verse, but relying on like a whole situation that can help me give, like, so I can have strength. So, I mean, there's nothing really that stands out to me, but obviously like getting strength from the Lord is definitely something that I stand by and that I could go to when I'm not feeling the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. We both take that breath when we both have something to say. We're both like, and that's whoever can say it first. So I want to talk too about, you know, because before we started recording, we talked about like even just the boys game that you went to last night too. So I know, you know, in the part of Ohio where you live and play, can be brutal when it comes to rivalry and in sports, and especially like you think basketball, right? It's everyone's in this small little stuffy gym with like pure like competition, want to win sometimes. And so and I'm all for it. Like I'm for a good rivalry, like I said, and wanting your team to win. But where do you see your responsibility coming as a Christian athlete to be like, okay, there's a line somewhere, you know, like, yes, we want to win. Yes, we want to do our best. But these people that are wearing a different jersey than me are still my brother or sister in Christ, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, to me, I'm just very competitive. So when I'm on the floor, I'm thinking I want to win. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that is what is kind of difficult for me, because when I'm playing, not really thinking about the other team, I'm thinking about my team and what we have and, you know, what we could rely on. But yeah, that's definitely something that I need to get better at, especially as a Christian athlete, because I never think of like the girls I'm playing as like my sisters, you know what I mean? So
that's
fair. I definitely need to get better at that.
I'd say that
there's millions of athletes. Yeah. I'm sure that is like the exact same boat where it's just like you want to win, and but you forget that there's, if you take the person outside of the basketball court and you realize in a lot of ways, like, they're awesome. You know, there's a lot of great Christians on that team. You know, they got great families, great upbringings and stuff. They just want to win the same. But, you know, we're letting this little game get in the way of, like, you know, our character and who we are.
Yeah.
That's the line you don't want to cross. Not glorifying Christ. It's okay to want to win. I mean, that's the whole point, you know, of playing and everything.
Yeah, we don't play just to hang out.
And you should, you know, it's still the right attitude to have. You definitely do, but with the right intention, like winning fairness and winning, and as long as you're giving all glory to God and still respecting your teammates and the other team at the same time.
For sure. Yeah. We talked about that before. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just agreeing.
And then we talked about that before, too, where it's like there's people, you know, when you grow up in a small town, small school, like I knew who the rivalries were that I played against personally, because you have been playing them since you're so little. Mm-hmm. And you, for some reason, we just like, I hate to use the word hate, but like when you grow up, you're like, oh, I hate this team. I hate this person. You just want to go out and win. And then you get older and you see them outside, like as you're older, and you're like, wow, they're like a really cool person. Why? I didn't like you because you wore a different jersey than me. And that's the only outside of that, you're a cool person. But I think too, one thing to remember as a Christian athlete, and I appreciate you even saying that's something I need to get better at, because we're all getting better at something, you know? And I think when we're doing that, I think there's those lines that cross, and maybe you don't cross them because, and you don't notice it, but that unintentional, I'm talking just like the cheap shots and like the trash talking. And it's like, if I'm going to win, I'm going to win because of the, you know, God gave me this opportunity and he gave me this strength and this work ethic so that I could work hard and develop my skill and my talent. So now I want to go out and win because I want to use that. And I want to win because of that, not because I cheap shot somebody, not because I, you know, did that. So,
yeah, it reminds me of that whole, it's not really a religious expression, but there's two ways to get the biggest building in town. One is to build the tallest building, and the other way is to like blow up the other building. And or like, you know,
knock the other building
out. The easier thing to do, you know, if you want to be the biggest building in town, is knock the other building out and like put some dynamite on it. It'll be gone in just a few seconds, right? So that's the easier thing to do, by tearing others down and breaking people down. But the harder thing to do is to take the time to build the foundation, to build the biggest building in town. So obviously being a metaphor for, you know, winning in this case. So what's funny is we were talking about rivalries and people that you looked down on in high school in some ways, or just not in the most positive light of. I ended up like rooming with some some guys, you know, that grew up like 10 minutes away from me, right? One of them ended up being one of my roommates for like 3 years or something after that. Yeah, yeah, and even after college and everything. But it's crazy because we played football against each other, you know, all the sports, baseball against each other, and never talked in high school. He's just like, just because they're a part of that team or town, you're just like, you don't talk to them, or
yeah,
just like,
weird.
But like once you get to know them, so that would be any advice we could pass on to any athletes. Mm-hmm. It's just like once you actually get to know them, you're like, wow, you are pretty cool. Hey, you're not half bad. And then you end up rooming together and like being best friends and stuff. So, definitely don't let a finite 60 minutes. You know, depending on what game we're talking, finite 32 minutes or whatever, get in the way.
Especially since in this season, we're talking about opposing teams and rivalries. You've even had an experience where that was your sister that you were against.
Yeah.
So tell us how that went. You're a freshman, she's a senior, and you're...
Yeah, that was probably like one of the weirdest things I've ever done. That was so weird, but... You know, obviously, respect went both ways. You know, my team, you know, usually Boardman and Canfield are a pretty good rival, I would say. And I feel like since I did go to Canfield, it kind of made that game bigger, I would say. Like, you know, they wanted to beat us so bad and we wanted to beat them so bad. And obviously, like, we were just both thinking about winning. So, but I grew up with all of those girls. You know, I love all of those girls. They've haven't done anything bad towards me whatsoever. So, you know, when I played, it was all respect. And, you know, we'd fall on the floor, pick each other up. Like, there was no trash talking, no cheap shots. Like, I mean, it was just weird playing against someone that looks exactly like you.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, I think too, it gives you an insider view too, right? Because you go, you play a game, and when you, you know, win or lose, but you went home to the same household. So it's kind of like you kind of see what happens to somebody, how they feel after a game. And I feel like sometimes that can give you a little more empathy when you see, you know, how it feels.
Yeah. I just like before the games, I would say there was a lot more tension. But then after the games, like, we were just happy for each other, me and my sister. So, you know, me and my sister have a great bond together, and I wouldn't trade that for anything in the world. Mm. So I would definitely say that even though her little sister beat her two times, she was great.
You're never going to let her live that down, huh?
No.
You got that for life.
But honestly, she was great towards me after, so...
What a good sport. Sounds like you got some great...
You got some good siblings.
Yeah, you got a great family. You know, your uncle, I think you were saying at the beginning, and obviously, you know, your parents, your brother, your sister being a good sport, of course. Sounds like you got a really great upbringing, and I think I hate to say that it's like such an advantage because there's people in way worse situations that still have faith, but it definitely is an advantage, and... it's something that we strive to build, you know, as, you know, we obviously grow and, you know, if a family of your own's in the future at someday, you understand like the importance of faith and keeping people around you that do have faith. So, so that's great. So do you, I have two kind of finishing questions. I mean, the next thing would be, I guess we'll just leave it with this, or the Christian athlete question, other than what's next. If you could go back to, tell 14-year-old Jenna any kind of advice, whether it was about faith, sports, both, what would you tell 14-year-old Jenna, knowing what you know now? What would you say to her?
I would say definitely try to understand the why of why things happen, and, you know, don't always go to the worst case scenario, because obviously there's a lot of great things that come out of bad situations. So I would definitely say understand the why. Don't ask yourself, why is this happening to me? Why is this blah, 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 all that stuff. I would say just be grateful for the moment that you have, and obviously the Lord is going to give you strength to get past anything.
That's perfect. Amen. And I know 14-year-old Jenna, she'd be super happy to hear that right now.
14-year-old Aaron would like to hear that.
And me too. That's perfectly said. So that's awesome and very beautiful. And so you're in the, just starting off your senior season basketball, got a long season ahead still. And do you mind sharing what's next for you? You know, this season coming up, but what's after that? You know, your senior year, where are you going to school? All of that.
Softball coming
yes.
up.
Yeah. So obviously I have my softball season coming up. But after that, I'm looking to go to Youngstown State University and try to go into nursing and, just see what happens there.
Love that's it. Awesome. Yeah, YSU, yeah. That's a great place. Nurses, can't get enough of them.
need them in this world.
No, that's a great thing. And
I'm glad you know what you want to do. I went into college totally. I changed my major every semester that I was in college.
Yeah.
No direction at all. So I do want to ask as well too, since we're talking about that with what's next and everything, I think like college is a time where we notice in our own lives people that we know, and then even some other collegiate athletes that we've had on the podcast as well too, of that being just kind of like a challenging time, because everything will change, right? It's going to be, I mean, you're not going to be too far from your home, but I'm saying like just that more, it's all new. It's all new and it's different. And that's really a time where we see a lot of people do seem to be more challenged in their faith, is during that college time. So I'm not saying that to like scare you. I have a reason to say that. I'm asking to be like knowing that and going into it. And it sounds like you have your family as well. Have you thought about like any kind of like support structures for when you do go into college, like whether there's different like maybe Bible studies or different Christian groups on campus you could join, or like I don't know if there's FCA at your school, but like, or you know what I mean? Just kind of how to keep that faith life going while you go into college and maybe challenged.
Yeah. I mean, obviously I would rely on my family a lot. My family was actually talking about doing a Bible study.
Oh, cool.
So I would definitely say just keep relying on them. You know, they've set great examples for me. So, I mean, that's just who I want to lean on.
I love that too. And I know that you said you have a coach, your basketball coach right now, that after that injury was telling you to just trust God. And I think coaches are so important. So I'm going to give you unasked for advice that when you go to college, people like that, they're going to be happy if you reach back out and there's a struggle. I coached high school girls basketball, and I'll have players message me things sometimes too. And it's welcomed. And I'm sure he would be glad to still be a part of your life when you go.
Yeah.
Those good coaches, you don't realize they're good in the moment until like a few years pass. And then you're like, wow, it's just like probably your faith growing up, not realizing it, how important what they were saying was till later. You're going to be looking back, you know, your junior year at YSU, you know, for example, and realizing all the lessons you learned from coach and everything. And, thanking them. I mean, I remember thanking my coach after my junior, senior year in college, thanking my high school football coach for, you know, what he did, because like I didn't realize just how good he was. I mean, just to give you an idea, he won like coach of the year over back in Iowa just a few years ago for high school. So he's a great coach, but but you don't realize it till later on.
Didn't you say your coach is someone like one of the last people you talked to before we got married?
My college coach. Yeah. He called me the morning of our wedding. Yeah. He called me. I talked to him for like 5 minutes that morning and it was just so cool. And because he was a big part of my, you know, my faith life. So
good coaches are a blessing. So keep that one around.
Yes.
Even for sure. Yeah. And we would just encourage you, of course, as well. You know, when it's a little bit different structure, you have a lot more freedom in college. You know, the problems, the situations will come, you know, the challenges will come that you can work through. It's just, you know, you're going to, just like how you took a step in high school to rely on the Lord, you're going to have to double down on it even more.
Take some more steps.
Right. Starting next year. There's just, you know, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but there's something going to happen. You're either in a storm, you're getting out of one, or you're heading towards one. Right. So it's just,
what a way to look at life.
Well, they're just inevitable. Yeah. But just like how Peter had to keep his eyes on Jesus. And once he took his eyes off of Jesus, he fell into the water while he was walking on it. We got to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus so we can, you know, keep walking.
Amen.
So, yeah. Is there anything you want to share for athletes that we haven't talked about yet? Anything on your heart you want to share, or nothing you haven't said already, or anything there?
No, I feel like we covered a lot of it.
Love it.
Totally. Yeah. Good.
That makes me feel good when we get it all covered. Yeah. All right.
Well, cool. Well, if you don't mind, we'll just say a quick prayer as we bring this in for a landing. All right. God, thank you for this amazing day. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the opportunity to live, love, grow, give, and serve our gifts for the greater good of this world. Please help us be all we were created to be. Help us be holy. Help us be saints. God, please send your spirit upon Jenna right now. Please bless her. You know, as we thank her for her time coming on this podcast and sharing her, you know, journey as a Christian athlete, please continue to bless her family, bless her whole support system, bless her teammates. Please send your spirit and shine through them so that they may walk in your light and, you know, spread your word so that you may be glorified while Jenna's playing basketball, softball, or not. So we ask you to bless her on her journey as she goes to Youngstown State, you know, in this next year, and that those new relationships that she builds, she can be a shining light for them and, you know, bring people closer to Jesus, one day at a time. All right. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Sure. Be a good prayer.
Yeah, I would say.
it's the Holy Spirit. It's not me, man. So, well, all right. Jenna Treveri, everybody of Canfield, you know, she's in basketball season right now, has a game tonight even. So we just super appreciate her time carving out here on the Eternal Athletes podcast. So thank you so much for your time. Thank you for joining. Thank you, Jenna. Thank you. Have yourself a great day, everyone.